This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It is time to talk action. For Action for Kids and Young People, for visually impaired young people, Action for Blind People has the Actioneers Clubs. Lots of events at the clubs and lots of other things happening as well. Got some residentials coming up over the next few months, and we have with us Leslie Ngani to tell us more. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Alan.
Great to have you along. How are we? What have you been up to?
I'm getting blown about in the wind today.
It is a bit crazy out there. Okay, now we always take a look at some of the little activities that happen at the clubs. These clubs happen very regularly. So I always pick a few because I always think the mixture of what you guys do is phenomenal. You've got a football stadium tour, you've got multi-sports, you've got a tea party. Where's the football stadium tour?
It's actually at my hometown. It's at Middlesbrough.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's happening, in the next couple of weeks. So, yes, they're getting to have a football coaching session first. Mm-hmm. And then, they get to go and have the tour of the stadium. Get to see all the changing rooms, the pitch, everything like that. Meet the mascot.
Oh, brilliant. Did you get a selfie with the mascot?
Yeah.
And we've got circus skills.
This is another one that seems to be getting more and more popular. They get to do a bit of the juggling, the Diablo, things like that. So getting really popular.
Great stuff. Okay, so real mixture of events taking place at the clubs, but you also do some kind of specific days and residentials and things like that. And I'm going to take a look at one that's coming up. This will be very, very handy, I would think. Cooking skills.
Yeah. Again, this is something that we're doing more and more of. This is more of a transition event for the 14 to 17-year-olds. It's on the 19th of February at 10 o'clock. And it's actually at our Birmingham offices downstairs. There's a company there that is run by visually impaired adults and concept catering. So they're doing a session for us. And, you know, one of the key skills, you know, for young people is to be able to prepare their own meals. So, you know, it's a great session.
And your concept's quite interesting. I know we've looked at concept here on Insight Radio in the past, and you've got sort of blind and partially sighted chefs. These are professional people who do a real professional job as well. So it just goes to show, doesn't matter if you've got sight loss, you can cook, which blows my excuse out the water when I want the wife to do all the cooking.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant opportunity, and concept's great. We've had work experience with them with some of the young people who are wanting to follow in their footsteps. So it's great that we can start with the younger ones to do some stuff with them with the chef there, and like you say, just learn that life skill.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on now to the 27th of February. You've got a family day.
Yeah, this is over in Suffolk at Mid Suffolk Leisure Centre. So it's all day. It's 9:30 till 3:30. And we've got a few different things going on. So for the parents, a lot of networking, which is invaluable with other parents, and there'll be other organisations there, and they'll be showing how to support on accessing services, and also a request from a lot of the parents is how to do sighted guiding correctly. That obviously the training for mobility is with the child.
Mm.
They don't concentrate on the parents, so that we have got guide dogs coming along to do some mobility and do some guiding with the parents, so that they understand how best to guide their child. And of course, we've got soft play and climbing for the children as well while all that's going on.
Fantastic. So everyone, bit of learning, bit of play.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's some of the day events you've got. Now, also, let's take a look at some activity breaks you've got coming up, because some of these are 3 to 5 night breaks.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a lot of years, really popular events. Like, this is my highlight of last year, the activity breaks. We have different residentials for 8 to 17-year-olds, but we do split that down. So we have 8 to 12-year-olds, 10 to 15 and 12 to 17-year-olds. So for the younger ones, we've got that slightly shorter break, so they're just doing 3 nights, especially when, like, parents can be a bit anxious about, leaving the young person to go away and away from them. It is quite daunting for them. So we do the shorter breaks for the younger ones. And then obviously the older ones want to spend that bit more time and the more confidence. So that's why we, you know, we have the 5 nights for them. So they're taking place in the school holidays, in the summer holidays. So last week in July and then a couple throughout August. And they're just a great opportunity for the young people to be independent and, of course, make friends. But and have fun is the main thing, isn't it?
Is that similar to some of the half-term things you do as well?
Yeah, we do have some residentials through half-term, but with these activity breaks, we can do things a little bit longer because obviously they're off school longer time. But yeah, they're a great residential. I love going to visit them all and seeing just the journeys that the young people are going through.
And some of these are funded by the big lottery as well, so presumably that can help with costs.
Yeah, well, even with the activity breaks, we're lucky to have support from Victor for families, you know, so they can apply for funding to pay for the activity breaks. But yeah, we've got a brand new project that's starting this year. It's a 5-year project. And this is actually residentials. It's for the transitions, the 14 to 17 age group. But we've got it in 3 locations throughout the country. So we've got Surrey, Cumbria and Shrewsbury. And what the aim of these residentials is, we get the same young people and they actually attend 3 residentials over the year. So they're starting in the Easter holidays, got one in the summer holidays and then they finish in October. And we have like an introductory and a celebratory event to go with this, but they're developing, so you know, you can imagine how their independent living skills are really improving throughout the course. And as well as doing obviously the, you know, some fun activities, there is some workshops around that to get them into some voluntary work and work experience, which is a great opportunity for them.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you must see a difference yourself in some of these kids when they perhaps come for the first time and their transition, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Even just from Actionaires, when you see them come to the first session and after, you know, a few sessions, that you can see the confidence, the self-esteem, you know, they're coming in, running into the centre instead of like hiding behind the parents. And on the residentials, you know, you're seeing them on day one. They might be a bit homesick, you know, on that first night. But to see them to be independent, like some of them don't get a chance to get dressed on their own because it's quicker for mum and dad to help them. But obviously we're getting them to do it themselves. And, you know, to see them when even they might do something just like fastening the shoelaces by the end of the residential, they're so proud of being able to do that. It's great to see.
Okay, Leslie, there's loads we could discuss, but there is plenty of information on the Action website and so on. So people want more details, how can they find those?
Yeah, well, if they can get on the website, that's www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk. And if they go to the Children and Young People and Families Service section, they can, you know, get all the information about our events on there. But if they can't get on the internet, they can call myself on 01642 233 439 and I'll get them the information that they need.
Fantastic. Let's hope more do just that. Leslie, thanks once again for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.